620 CKRM. Good morning, Saskatchewan. Gloria, we've got Laurel O'Neill joining us here on the phone line because a telemiracle tradition is coming back.
It is the U of S bed push, and it's the ag department that's on this. And Laurel, I'm going to get you to clear all of this up. Now, tell us a little bit about your group. You've been doing this, not you personally, but for a long, long time.
Yes, this is a tradition that's been in our college since 1982, and this is our 42nd year doing it. So what we do is we push a bed all the way from Regina to Saskatoon on Highway 11 to raise awareness and funds for Telemiracle.
Are you all newbies this year?
Oh, we have so many from previous years. Alumni come out, current student body come out. I did my first one 2 years ago in my second year. And we still have the original people from the 1982 coming out to the bed push still. So it's a big whole affair of aggros, current, and past.
Now, is this the same bed?
This is our second bed. The first bed is now hung up in our lounge as display and decoration. And this is our new bed. It's just as big and it's just as awkward and heavy.
Now, how can folks make donations along the way and help out Telemiracle?
Along the way, you can stop us for cash donations. We also take e-transfer and card. Anything over $10 is a tax receipt. We also have an online donation platform that is linked on our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And all of those are U of S Agros. And then we also have it on our website, which is www.uofsagros.ca.
Now, it's going to be a pretty, kind of a chilly day. So we've got Regina to Saskatoon. Where are the stops that you're making?
We're stopping in Aylesbury, Davidson, Bethune. This is not in order. Aylesbury, anywhere along the way. We have, those are our main lunch stops. But we also have a crew going into each town along Highway 11 to collect donations as well.
Oh, well, very cool.
Yeah, today is day one, and we're just taking a look at the forecast. Well, you've got a nice day today. Let's see, Friday around -9, and then Saturday when you get into Saskatoon about -13. But, you know, it's amazing when you get out in the wide open there how that wind kind of makes things a little bit chillier. Are you dressed for the elements?
We are dressed for the elements. You will see a lot of us wearing multiple pairs of pants. The only thing we won't have on is runners. Most of us will be running in cowboy boots. I don't think half of us own running shoes.
Well, that'll be fun.
You'll have to pick up a couple horses on the way to get you through the Lumsden Valley and at Blackstrap.
Oh, I tried to convince everyone to let me bring my horse, and it was a no-go.
If people want more information on this, how do they reach out to you? And do you know what time of the Telemiracle you're going to be doing your check presentation?
Yes, of course. Our check presentation is going to be 9 to 10 p.m. on CTV. It will also be live streamed via Telemiracle. More information, it's on all our social media platforms. And if they have any issues donating or they have any questions, they can email me at public.relationsuofs@gmail.com.
Laurel O'Neill, good luck to you guys on your way up to Saskatoon starting today. And for those who are driving along Highway 11, be on the lookout and have a great time. You're going to create a lot of memories.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you to everyone on Highway 11 for your patience. We greatly appreciate it.